here at the 2019 FinTech Conference in beautiful Montreal. And in the studio lounge is Mr. Derek Chow from NanoPay. How are you, Derek?
Great. Yourself?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Yeah. You guys were one of the many FinTech Innovator Award presenters yesterday.
We had.
And just some great technology on display up there. And you guys are right there in the mix as well. So give folks a quick overview on what NanoPay is all about.
So yeah, NanoPay, we believe we're in the best position to solve payments, mm-hmm. specifically in business-to-business payments.
Okay.
And I know that traditionally for credit unions, why we are here with Solero, is that traditionally for credit unions, they want to help small businesses.
Right.
That's the blind spot of the big five banks. And one thing that small businesses need to do is to get paid or pay their vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they don't have a really good way of doing it. They're still using outdated checks or wires.
Mm-hmm.
What happened at the end of the year? You know, the accountant's going to come up and said, hey, what are all these things that are in and out of your bank account?
Right, right.
What are the backup of them? And they're scrounging at the back of their trucks or in the home trying to find what the receipts are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can put that all together digitally.
Okay.
We have the ability, we have a great user experience where we allow them to pay all their vendors using our platform
mm-hmm.
digitally,
mm-hmm.
inputting all the invoice data that you would want. So what date it is, why you're paying that person. You know, if there's an invoice, you can drag and drop
mm-hmm.
into a box.
Mm-hmm.
And so contextualizing data with payments.
Mm-hmm.
And once a person receives it, they'll get a notification. You'll get a notification. Everyone's tied in. At the end of the year, all that information is all tracked on our system. It's all stored in one single ledger for you. The information is irrevocable. It is hashed. It is the security of a blockchain, but without the decentralization.
Okay.
So that's what we really help businesses. And then at the same time, they can request for other businesses to pay them as well.
Mm.
And they'll get alerted in their email, in their box, every time that the customer did end up paying them. And there'll be notifications that sent out to their customers mm-hmm. if they're late for a payment, mm-hmm. if a payment is due. And all this avoids the confrontational, the sometimes awkward phone calls that businesses have to make to other businesses saying, hey, I haven't received the check yet.
Right.
What happened?
Right, right.
Or how many times have a business heard, oh, the check's in the mail?
Yeah.
Is it really in the mail? You don't really know, right? Or, oh, you know what? I guess it didn't arrive in mail. It's been 2 weeks. Let me go cancel this check
right.
and let me send you a new one.
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden, your net 30 terms become net 60,
mm-hmm.
but 90.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts the cash flow of small businesses.
No doubt.
And we want to help with small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, small businesses have to take exorbitant amount of loans.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help them through that. And we want to be able to power the credit
mm-hmm.
unions to be able to serve their expanding
yeah.
members.
Yeah.
Especially they want to help with small businesses in Canada, and as well as help those businesses do businesses not only domestically
mm-hmm.
but cross-border to places like the US.
Right, yeah. So if a credit union wants to up their game in the small business department, which
yes.
many of them do, this is something really good for them to provide to their small business.
Oh yeah,
right?
For sure. This is a value add for them as a credit union
mm-hmm.
because they're no longer running the ornate checks. They're no longer running the expensive wires where the employees have to manually type it out on the branch.
Mm-hmm.
This helps their businesses because now the businesses have a way of doing it better than the existing
mm-hmm.
flow.
Mm-hmm.
It connects to their accounting software that they might use, such
right.
as QuickBooks.
Yeah, yeah.
So it all ties in together. Why this has helped the bank? Because now the bank or the credit union gathers more data than before.
Mm-hmm.
Now they understand what a small business go through
mm-hmm.
and be able to help them with that, with serving other products.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the blockchain aspect of it?
Yeah.
The decentralized, the security of it? Because these folks right here, C-Ledger, they're all
right.
about blockchain as well, distributed ledger.
So we're a centralized ledger.
Yeah.
So we believe that there should be a central party that
mm-hmm.
that controls all that information.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it would be the credit union
mm-hmm.
because those would be their members. They'll be able to see what each transaction is made of in terms of anything incoming and outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be able to see the invoice data,
mm-hmm.
they'll see the date, they'll see exactly what it makes for that transaction to happen. So when there's an audit that comes along and said, hey, we want to understand why your members made these transfers, mm-hmm. they'll be able to pull it up and said in an irrevocable record mm-hmm. and said, these are all the records I okay. have. Okay. And they're all linked. And now, and there doesn't need to be multiple decision makers mm-hmm. that said yes or no. Mm-hmm. It's the bank making a decision since it's a customer.
Okay. So how long have you guys been around?
We've been around for 6 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We are a Series A fintech. We've been very fortunate to raise Series A money. Mm-hmm. Our biggest investor is Goldman Sachs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
To date, I think we've raised over $30 million.
Wow. Good for you guys.
Yeah. We're
well
really proud to
do well
that.
Done. Yeah, I'd love to like get some like credit union feedback on maybe that'd be kind of cool to hear some user feedback.
Yeah, awesome we'd love
to,
hear
to. How it works for them.
You know, we'd love the opportunity to be here at Solero. We've been working diligently with Rojan and mm-hmm. his team here mm-hmm. at Solero mm-hmm. to make this happen. The best way to reach out to credit unions is to come to this event.
Oh yeah,
because they're putting 200 of their best delegates. Coming to this great venue mm-hmm. and to learn about fintechs like ours mm-hmm. and NanoPay that can serve them and make their members better.
Very cool. All right, one last question for you. What's up for 2020? What do you see happening in 2020 for you guys?
I think as we move to 2020, I think we're expanding our payments capabilities to other corridors, such as originating payments in Europe.
Okay.
Helping Payments Canada with payments modernization here, making a better ecosystem for all of Canadian and all our lives, as well as we want to be able to offer features that are really unique that nobody else is offering.
Okay, very cool. All right, well, we look forward to that in 2020, Derek.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, man. Well done, everybody. Derek Chow from NanoPay, and I'm assuming it's nanopay.com?
It's nanopay.net.
And okay.
Yeah, please reach out to me. My email is derek.chow@nanopay.net.
There you go. All right, you
heard
it here.
Thank you for your time.
Well done.